"They're going to crash!" screamed Hermione next to Harry. She was half right. At the very last second, Victor Crumb pulled out of the dive and spiralled off. Lynch, however, hit the ground with a dull thud that could be heard throughout the stadium. A huge groan rose from the Irish seats. "Fool!" moaned Mr. Weasley. "Crumb was fainting!"
"It's time out!" yelled Bagman's voice. "As trained Betty Wizards hurry on to the pitch to examine Aiden Lynch!"
"He'll be OK. He only got ploughed," Charlie said reassuringly to Ginny, who was hanging over the side of the box, looking horror-struck. "Which is what Crumb was after, of course."
Harry hastily pressed the replay and play-by-play buttons on his omnioculars, twiddled the speed dial, and put them back up to his eyes. He watched as Crumb and Lynch dived again in slow motion. "Vronsky faint. Dangerous seeker diversion," read the shining purple lettering across his lenses. He saw Crumb's face contorted with concentration as he pulled out of the dive just in time while Lynch was flattened, and he understood. Crumb hadn't seen the snitch at all. He was just making Lynch copy him. Harry had never seen anyone fly like that. Crumb hardly looked as though he was using a broomstick at all. He moved so easily through the air that it looked as though he was unsupported and weightless. Harry turned his omnioculars back to normal and focused them on Crumb. He was circling high above Lynch, who was now being revived by Mediwizards with cups of potion. Harry, focusing still more closely upon Crumb's face, saw his dark eyes darting all over the ground 100 feet below. He was using the time while Lynch was revived to look for the snitch without interference. Lynch got to his feet at last, to loud cheers from the green-clad supporters, mounted his firebolt, and kicked back off into the air. His revival seemed to give Ireland new heart. When Mustafa blew his whistle again, the chasers moved into action with a skill unrivalled by anything Harry had seen so far. After 15 more fast and furious minutes, Ireland had pulled ahead by 10 more goals. They were now leading by 130 points to 10, and the game was starting to get dirtier. As Mullet shot towards the goalposts yet again, clutching the quaffle tightly under her arm, the Bulgarian keeper, Zograf, flew out to meet her. Whatever happened was over so quickly Harry didn't catch it, but a scream of rage from the Irish crowd and Mustafa's long, shrill whistle blast told him it had been a foul.
"And Mustafa takes the Bulgarian keeper to task for cobbing excessive use of elbows," Bagman informed the roaring spectators. "And, yes, it's a penalty to Ireland!"
The leprechauns, who had risen angrily into the air like a swarm of glittering hornets when Mullet had been fouled, now darted together to form the words, "Ha, ha, ha!" The Vila, on the other side of the pitch, leapt to their feet, tossed their hair angrily, and started to dance again. As one, the Weasley boys and Harry stuffed their fingers in their ears, but Hermione, who hadn't bothered, was soon tugging on Harry's arm. He turned to look at her, and she pulled his fingers impatiently out of his ears.
"Look at the referee!" she said, giggling.
Harry looked down at the pitch. Hassan Mustafa had landed right in front of the dancing Vila and was acting very oddly indeed. He was flexing his muscles and smoothing his moustache excitedly.
"No, we can't have that,"
said Ludo Bagman, though he sounded highly amused.
"Somebody slapped the referee!"
A Mediwizard came tearing across the pitch, his fingers stuffed in his own ears, and kicked Mustafa hard on the shins. Mustafa seemed to come to himself. Harry, watching through the omnioculars again, saw that he looked exceptionally embarrassed and was shouting at the Vila, who had stopped dancing and were looking mutinous.
"And unless I'm much mistaken, Mustafa is actually attempting to send off the Bulgarian team mascots," said Bagman's voice. "Now there's something we haven't seen before. All this could turn nasty."
It did. The Bulgarian beaters, Volkov and Volchanov, had landed either side of Mustafa and began arguing furiously with him, gesticulating towards the leprechauns, who had now gleefully formed the words, "He, he, he." Mustafa was not impressed by the Bulgarians' arguments, however. He was jabbing his finger into the air, clearly telling them to get flying again, and when they refused, he gave 2 short blasts on his whistle.
2 penalties for Ireland!"
shouted Bagman, and the Bulgarian crowd howled with anger.
"And Volkov and Volchanov had better get back on those brooms. Yes, there they go, and Troy takes the quaffle."
Play had now reached a level of ferocity beyond anything they had yet seen. The beaters on both sides were acting without mercy. Volkov and Volchanov in particular seemed not to care whether their clubs made contact with bludger or human as they swung them violently through the air. Dimitrov shot straight at Moran, who had the quaffle, nearly knocking her off her broom. "Foul!" roared the Irish supporters as one, all standing up in a great wave of green.
"Foul!"
echoed Ludo Bagman's magically magnified voice.
"Dimitrov skins Moran, deliberately flying to collide there, and it's got to be another penalty. Yes, there's the whistle."
The leprechauns had risen into the air again, and this time they formed a giant hand, which was making a very rude sign indeed across the pitch towards the Vila. At this, the Vila lost control. They launched themselves across the pitch and began throwing what seemed to be handfuls of fire at the leprechauns. Watching through his omnioculars, Harry saw that they didn't look remotely beautiful now. On the contrary, their faces were elongating into sharp, cruel-beaked bird heads, and long, scaly wings were bursting from their shoulders.
"And that, boys," yelled Mr. Weasley over the tumult of the crowd below, "is why you should never go for looks alone."
Ministry wizards were flooding onto the field to separate the Vila and the leprechauns, but with little success. Meanwhile, the pitched battle below was nothing to the one above. Harry turned this way and that, staring through his omnioculars as the quaffle changed hands with the speed of a bullet.
"Nevsky, Dimitrov, Moran, Troy, Mullet, even over, Moran again, Moran, Moran scores!"
But the cheers of the Irish supporters were barely heard over the shrieks of the Vila, the blasts now issuing from the ministry members' wands, and the furious roars of the Bulgarians. The game recommenced immediately. Now Nevsky had the quaffle, now Dimitrov. The Irish beater Quigley swung heavily at a passing bludger and hit it as hard as possible towards Crumb, who did not duck quickly enough. It hit him hard in the face.